I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. Garden Creek winemaker, proprietor, Justin Cornelius Miller, your wife Karen at your side, a glass of absolute joy in the glass here. Justin, good to see you. Karen, good to see you too. Thanks for having me. Justin, set the scene for us. Where are we?
Absolutely. Thank you for coming out this afternoon. You are at a beautiful, beautiful, magical place here in Alexander Valley, Sonoma County, and it's home. It's Garden Creek Ranch, Vineyards and Winery.
Well, this setting, it doesn't get more bucolic, more beautiful, more stunning. You're going to hear the sounds of the birds around us, some planes buzzing by, perhaps. This has been your home since you were born, Justin. This is beyond special for you. This is home, in caps, exclamation point, five of them after the word home. How does it feel to be a steward of a land that you grew up on, your parents before you, sharing with your wife, you raised your family here? This means so much to you, right?
It does. It's absolutely magical. You know, there's not a day that both Karen and I wake up in the morning, and it's very challenging to be a farmer, to be a winemaker, and make all the pieces of this puzzle work and connect. But it is absolutely rewarding. You know, every day we sit and we look out over our valley and our property and our hard work, fruits of our labor, and it's so, so satisfying. I mean, it will solve any problem that you've ever had. It's magical. We love it. It's who we are. And it's an absolute blessing to be able to have the next generation, our son and daughter, Elsa and Leif, showing a lot of interest in maybe picking up a torch and carrying this thing forward. So
I feel really spoiled to be sitting at this table with you today. And of course, with all good wine goes great food. With all great food goes great wine. Let's talk about the food firstly, because what the garden grows, what your neighbors grow, what your purveyors and friends in this community grow and produce, it's ended up on this wonderful board here. Karen put it together, but I'll let you talk us through it, Justin.
Oh, dear. I think we're going to have to
Karen, look you can lean in as well. You can lean into his mic. What's on the board? What are we eating, Karen?
It is very local, and that's the beauty of Sonoma County. So we've got our own honeycomb along with honey, and then we have our orchard. We have a beautiful Meyer lemon trees that we make marmalade every year. Justin's mom's beautiful recipe. We've got pennyroyal.
I'm going in for some marmalade. Just carry on.
It's delicious. Pennyroyal goat cheese with blueberry. It's insane. And we have
Journeyman.
Shout out to Pete.
Yeah, charcuterie. That's this one's Il Pollo. It's the I think it's the one with the fennel. They're all so good.
Fennel
They're
garlic.
All individual.
Yeah.
And then we have some pâté. I grew up on pâté, so it's a lovely thing to have. And then one import is the Beemster. It's a Nordhollander, actually. Gouda that pairs exquisitely with the wine that you seem to love.
Oh, we're going to get to that, Karen.
Okay.
I mean, my word. There's another little bite here, which is a little nod to your homeland, mm-hmm. right? Talk us through it.
It's called Skagen. It was actually originally from Denmark, but Swedes took it on as well. It's basically cooked shrimp. It's actually very simple, but also lots of flavors. Cooked shrimp with a little bit of mayonnaise and sour cream, very light, but and then you have to dollop it with caviar, but the caviar must be very small caviar and black, and so the saltiness, and then you have the acidity of Meyer lemon slices, and then the dill. So it has all the elements of savory, sweet, and that come together, and it's also very adaptable to wines, different wines, because it's actually quite neutral and refreshing. But it goes beautifully. We serve it all the time with guests.
This may be one of the most magnificent lunches I've had, al fresco in a garden in someone's land. With the great food goes world-class wines. And I already said it, your cab is probably the best cab I've ever had in my life. There's an elegance to it. So let's just start there. Talk us through the Cabernet I know why it's so special. My palate let me know so. But the Garden Creek, Tesserae, what's behind the name?
Tesserae. Well, when Karen and I first started making wine back in early 2000s.
Oh, by the way, cheers.
Absolutely.
Always.
Cheers.
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 Thank you.
You know, we grew up on this beautiful piece of property. It's predominantly Cabernet Sauvignon up here at Garden Creek. And we knew we wanted to make a beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon, but we thought long and hard on what we wanted to call it. And we wanted to come up with something that was different, unique, and that's something that, you know, we would eventually own and hold true and dear to us. So we came up with the name Tesserae. And to us, it's a culmination of all the elements. The soil types here at Garden Creek, which we have seven of, which is absolutely incredible because we sit between two faults. The dynamic nighttime, morning, cooling of the fog that comes through, the catabatic cold air that sinks off the foothills into our area here. As well as the Gonzalez family that's worked here for three generations now, Karen's family that immigrated here from Sweden, my family, the soils, the Garden Creek that comes through the property. All the different little pieces of this puzzle that allow us to make the wines that we make. So we named it Tesserae.
And you refer this in some way like a mosaic, you know, and we were talking today about, you know, a painter and using different colors, you know, for his palette. And so this wine is a mosaic, all those things all coming together in one.
Yeah, absolutely. We're big fans of Left Bank, I would say. And to both Karen and I, it's a testament to the land, the soils, the hands that have tended these vines and planted these vines and still work them alongside Karen and I to this date. You know, we absolutely love crafting wines that will truly stand the test of time. That's why this wine is aged for 8 years before
release. And that's
release.
It. I was going to mention, time is everything to you. Time in that the patience, the time you let the wine to stay in the barrels. And so if you want some of this wine, you have to be patient. It's not coming to you within a year or two or four or six. Definitely this eight.
Yeah, this wine can hang. Yeah. That's what it's designed to do.
Well, know, I can hang. That's why I'm here. I just tasted your Pinot. This is absolutely sublime, elegant, gorgeous, a fruity bomb, but not overly so. I mean, there's a bit of restraint. How do you maintain restraint in a wine like a Pinot?
I would have to give most of what you are falling in love with in this wine due to its location and site and where it's grown.
Yeah.
It's what we call our Golden Fleece Vineyard. It's a little 5-acre vineyard up in the hills outside of Philo. It's between 1,000 and 1,200 feet elevation. It's in a magical spot. We have no other vineyards around us. We look down at Philo proper and Anderson Valley. It's planted to three different clones, 115, 667, and some Calera. It was originally planted in 1971 by a gentleman by the name of Carol Pratt, and it was known as the Little Big Vineyard on the Hill, and it was the first Pinot to be planted in Anderson Valley on a hillside.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were fortunate enough to get to know the family and lease the land and redevelop this vineyard into its current state today, and it is absolutely magical. It's got the depth, the color, the weight, yet the finesse. And, you know, when we first got into making this wine, you know, we didn't really want to try and shape it into a direction that made it soft and supple and elegant. We wanted to let it be what it is. And with that, we aged this wine for 6 years pre-release because it's a bigger style Pinot.
And it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Cheers again.
Cheers.
We're going to keep on cheering.
All right.
And, okay, we have to drink after we cheer. gift from the gods right there with some good hands behind it. So gorgeous. Last wine, last but not least, another star of the show, the Garden Creek Chardonnay. What's the story behind it?
2021, an amazing, amazing vintage. So Karen and I here at Garden Creek farm 11 different clones of Chardonnay. We farm it on about 5 different soil selections. Out of that, we started in 2007 with our first Chardonnay. We call it our clonal selection because every vintage we use all, if not, you know, upwards of 8 to 9 of those clones in this selection. We pick them all separately, we press them separately, we vinify them separately, and then we blend on the back end. And it's in a style of Chardonnay that both Karen and I love. Very, very neutral oak kind of program, a little bit of concrete on it, some stainless, but restrained, you know, that's what we love. Soft, supple, restrained, but very long in the finish.
My new best friend, actually. They're all my new best friends. My gosh. It's got to be joyous for you when you see other people enjoying the fruits of your labor in a glass. What's the reward?
I would say the smile on the face, the letters, emails that we get back from our customers, if not weeks, months, years later, after the fact. You know, maybe a bottle of ours have sat in their cellar for 7 or 8 years, and they open it for a special occasion, and we get this joyous conversation, an email or letter. And it's so rewarding for both Karen and I to have that satisfaction, knowing that, you know, we're crafting a product off of this land that our parents helped start, that we're carrying the torch forward with, and our kids are going to hopefully take on someday as well.
Yeah.
And hopefully keep those stories coming.
Well, what a story I have to share after this day, this bounty, these wonderful wines, and the abundance of gorgeous food that you put out for us here. Karen, thank you so much. Thank you for your hospitality.
You.
We want folks to come and visit. And I know you have to, of course, make an appointment. I'm sure there's a bit of a waiting list, but if folks do want to come and visit, what is the experience you hope they will have, and how do they go about it?
It's important that we start the relationship right away. So you add yourself to the mailing list, and then you can request an appointment, and or you can pick up the phone and call us, and we talk about who you are and who we are, and to understand the relationship and how it begins from the beginning, because that's very important to us. But then we schedule a tasting, and then you'll come out for 2 hours, and it's hosted personally by my husband Justin and I, and we take time with you, and we walk the land and explain a lot of things.
You might even end up with some dirt in your hands.
Yeah.
Looking at soils and
how we go in the cellar. And then we go in the cellar and taste by candlelight. It's it's all about really understanding what is happening in personally for you in your mouth and the olfactory sensation. And we love to teach. I was speaking about it to a friend yesterday. We teach you about Garden Creek, we teach you about Alexander Valley, we teach you about Sonoma County, but then we also teach you about the world of wine. And to understand wine, it'll bring you to, you know, you can understand a wine here today in Alexander Valley, and then on another side of the globe, that there's a common language that we love. And also, we're trying to profess that you really should not live without wine in your life.
You said it. Karen, Justin, thank you for sharing your love, your passion, your dedication to this land and to everything that shows up in the glass. One of the best couple of hours I've ever spent at any winery, any time. I don't say that to all the wine families. I mean, such a special spot, and you get a sense of it. The minute you drive in, the sense of place, literally even before stepping out of the car, you know that there's something really magical and special going on here. I appreciate you both so very much. To those who came before you and those who will take the torch and carry on this incredible story. Garden Creek, a wonderful story.
Absolutely.
To you, to your family.
Cheers.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah.
I have your address. I'll be back.
Yes, we'd love for you to come back.
Keep drinking, Karen. Friends, more on the Garden Creek Ranch Vineyard
Winery
story. More on Garden Creek at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap. Salute.
Salute. Cheers.
Cheers. Boom!
You're good, man.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yes,
you gave,
it
came.